This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. The council is working on a new strategy to improve support for unpaid carers. It's aimed at helping them to continue caring but also have a life of their own. Here's Avril Hunter from the Health and Adult Services team.
People don't necessarily call themselves carers. They see themselves as parents, sons, daughters, neighbours and friends, etc. But it is about people who provide unpaid care for family, friends and neighbours. And carers are very important to society and the community as a whole, both nationally and at a local level. So the strategy is about sort of recognising carers and the work that they do to support others in the community. And also for the partners of the Health and Wellbeing Board to consider what they're doing now in terms of what they can do to support carers and looking at any improvements that can be made based on what carers have told us through the engagement processes that we've gone through to develop the strategy, the draft strategy as it is now.
What are the things that have stood out from carers and what they'd like to see more of, get more support with?
Okay, so we talked to a number of carers across the county in the spring and also did a sort of questionnaire for people. I think the key thing that I'd need to say on behalf of the carers that we talked to is that, you know, carers don't resent being a carer. You know, it's part of their life and they're caring for people, you know, their loved ones, etc. So I just wanted to get that across because that came across very clearly when we talked to individual carers. But obviously the commitment and social isolation can be difficult and overwhelming at times. So the comments that we got from unpaid carers was a number of themes. Firstly, it was about needing to improve identifying carers. And that's from both sides, really. It's about finding ways for carers to understand that they are a carer and actually there may be some support and help available for them if they went to look for it. But also for other organisations, you know, when they're dealing with people to understand and recognise that they're talking to a carer and be able to direct them to where they can get help and support. Particularly, again, I think from the feedback we got from carers, an awful lot of people regularly go and see GPs and the medical profession, and you know, a clear message there was that GPs could play a bigger role in identifying carers. Improving information and advice at the right time, allowing carers to take a break. Again, carers want to continue caring as long as they can, but often, you know, just a little break now and again to allow them to, you know, do something for themselves or, you know, see to their own health and well-being is important to them. You know, and as part of that, improving carers' health and well-being in general to allow them to continue caring. There's obviously quite big issues about financial well-being, and you know, quite a big aspect of that is carers who are in employment, and ensuring that they can stay in employment is, you know, as far as they can. And you know, there are ways and organisations that can help them to do that. Another key one that came across from carers was making sure that carers are involved in their cared for person's, you know, health treatment, etc., and that, you know, they're informed of what's going on and to enable them to do the best they can to support the cared for people. We did get, you know, some quite strong messages that they often felt excluded from, you know, from discussions about medical conditions, etc., whereas if they were more involved, they'd be able to add some information for the health professionals.
Yeah, and I was going to say, obviously, it's really important that the carers are cared for, because if they're not well, not healthy, it's going to have a knock-on effect on everyone, isn't it?
That's right, yes. And certainly we've got some evidence that, particularly for older carers, some of the physical strain can be quite difficult. You know, lifting, etc., can be quite exhausting. But certainly, yes, you're right. It's in everybody's best interest that carers keep their own health.
So now that these priorities have been identified, what's the next stage in the process?
Well, as I said, we have done some engagement in this spring, which informed the draft that we've got at the moment. It will now be going out, as these things do, in terms of local authority, going out for a period of formal consultation. We'll then look at the feedback to make sure that we've got the themes that they accurately reflect what the consultation's telling us and that we've got the right priorities for improvement. We've got a number of sort of key commitments from partners, which will be part of the consultation. So we'll review that to see if we need to change that through the consultation. And then we'll launch a final version of the strategy later in the summer. You know, we'd like as many people as possible to have a look at the strategy and give us their views about it. But in the meantime, we do have something on the website. There's some background information on the North Yorkshire County Council website. If people just type in carer strategy into the search on the County Council website, they'll come across some of the background information. I think the other thing I just wanted to stress is that it is an all-age strategy. So as well as adults who are caring for carers, it does address the issues that affect young carers. So young people who are caring for, you know, maybe parents and things who've got particular issues in terms of how it impacts on their future education and sort of life chances. So it is an all-ages strategy. So anybody who, you know, just to take that into account in terms of any responses to the consultation.